I shall receive. Calling my guide, come forth, teacher. Willingly go within, I listen, universe, help me fill my dream.
Principle number 5. Be open to intuitive guidance. When you come to principle number 5, you've reached the halfway point in the creative process. It is at this point that your conscious efforts will be joined by those of the universe. In other words, once you focus on what you really want, and then move into gaining the support of your subconscious mind, and imagine it in every possible way, and take a keen and critical look at your life and choose to eliminate anything and everything that presents an obstacle or is contradictory to what you want, and commit fully to your intention to bring to your heart's desire whatever it needs from you, then the universe takes notice. It looks at you and says, you're serious. You really mean this. Your full energy is available. So guess what? I'll help. Principle number 5 is about receiving a gift. And the gift is the intuitive guidance to show you how, from this point out, step by step, to usher your creative desire into the physical plane. The gift of intuition is present to all of us, but principles 1 through 4 put you in the frame of mind, in the state of receptivity to hear the gift of intuition. By organizing yourself around your dream and eliminating the distractions and the confusions, you free up your attention and raise your awareness so that you can perceive intuitive guidance. And it will show you how to bring your heart's desire into the world. Another way to interpret principle number 5 is, tell the universe what you want, and the universe will show you how to make it happen. Many years ago, when Patrick and I were teaching this workshop in our living room, we had a client come. His name was Lester. He was an engineer, a rational thinking man. And he sat with a great deal of reserve through the whole workshop, watching, listening, taking it in, analyzing it, as he did everything in life. And yet, when I came to this principle, that was too much for him. He got mad. He said, "Excuse me, you mean to suggest to me that if I decide on something and I clean my house, I'm going to get what I want?" And I said, "More or less." He said, "I can't see how that's going to work out." "Okay, that's fair enough. What do you want?" And he said, "Well," he said, "I'm a pharmaceutical engineer. I invent new medicines. I invent all kinds of things. I work in a laboratory all day long." He said, "I want a love life. And I've never had a date since I got this job." He said, "On top of it, I'm in touch with reality. I'm a nerd." He said, "I'm not interesting. I'm one of those guys that's never been popular, scientifically oriented." He goes, "God, I will admit it, I even do wear the pocket protector from time to time." He said, "I don't want just a girlfriend, I want a wife, and I don't want a mail order bride. I've thought of that too." He said, "I hate my job. I hate Chicago, it's cold. I want to move to where it's warm. I hate it here." He said, "I've been applying for jobs and transfers for years, and the only thing that's even come up remotely is a little bit further south at, you know, half the pay, giving up what I've worked so hard for. There's no advancement." And I said, and I'm really mad at myself. What I really want is to work for myself, and I've devoted my entire education to just becoming a worker bee for someone else. I don't see anywhere that my talents would serve me to go into business for myself. I can't go invent medications in my own garage. That's what I want. So how can I clean up my house and get that? I said, well, Lester, you're a thinking scientific man. Before you draw your conclusions, try the hypothesis, right? I said, why don't you apply these principles, then report back and draw your conclusions? That intrigued him enough to say, okay, I'll give it a try. And he left, sure that he would be disappointed, but willing to try. Here's what happened to Lester. A few weeks after he left, he got an invitation in the mail to go to his high school reunion. They were booking a weekend cruise, some high school 25th reunion. He thought, oh, what a painful proposition to be stuck on a boat with these people for 3 days. Because he hated high school. He said, if there was any point in my life where I felt so acutely self-conscious and uncomfortable, it was definitely in high school. That was the biggest turnoff you could possibly propose to him, so he totally threw it in the garbage. Except an interesting thing happened. Every time he walked by the garbage can, this little tiny voice came out of the garbage can and said, go. He'd look at that thing and walk around it. Every single day he'd be walking out the door right by the garbage can. Put it out of his mind. Oh, that came. And he's walking out the door to go to work the third, fourth day after. Psst. Go. That's it. Couldn't ignore it anymore. He went over. He pulled the thing out of the garbage can. He looked at it one more time, and it said, yeah, go. He thought, you know, what have I got to lose? At least I'll have something to talk about. I'm boring myself to tears. And he signed up, and he went. When he got to the boat, he ran into Bonnie, who was his chemistry class mate. Bonnie was a widow. She was married, and her husband died. She lived in Florida and ran a drugstore down there. Lester married Bonnie, moved to Florida, and ran her business with her. That's principle number 5. Intuition. He cleared the path and he heard the voice. Intuition will come to you often like that. One word, maybe a gut feeling, an instinct, a hunch, a bright idea, an aha moment, that's interesting, a brand new flash, opening the newspaper, reading something that just is perfect. To create the connection to the intuition, all you have to do is create principles 1 through 4. At this point, you get a break. You get a gift. The universe steps in and says, let me help. So this is the time to reflect. Am I committed? Is my imagination working for me? Do I really believe in myself? Is my focus true? You can't get this far unless what it is in your heart. What it is that you want to create comes from the heart. People say, well, what if I can't do these principles? Then I present to you that perhaps the real problem is not that you can't do them. Perhaps the problem at this point is that you are working on something that is not a true heart's desire. Perhaps it is time to re-examine. Am I really following my heart, or am I following something other than that's being an imposter? Is my intellect posing? Is my heart trying to pull one over on me? The beauty about these principles is that they will pull you in naturally. If a dream is truly in the heart, you will naturally focus on it. And when you truly focus on something you love, you will naturally begin to believe in it. And if you're really connected and believing in what you care about, you will naturally start imagining it. And if you start imagining it, you will naturally want to protect it and create the space for it. And when you naturally begin to create the space for it, then the universe will begin to participate.